Attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President-elect Joe Biden presented parts of his proposed $1.9 trillion relief plan tonight that includes coronavirus relief and cash to Americans.
Our rescue plan also includes immediate relief to Americans hardest hit and most in need. We will finish the job of getting a total of $2,000 in cash relief to people who need it the most. The $600 already appropriated is simply not enough. You just have to choose between paying rent and putting food on the table.
Biden also said he'll unveil his own plans on Friday to speed up inoculations to fight the coronavirus. Washington, D.C. is going into lockdown mode ahead of next week's presidential inauguration. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Amid concerns of planned violence leading up to President-elect Biden's swearing-in ceremony next Wednesday, security is being beefed up in the nation's capital. All through downtown, fencing is going up, subway stations are closing, and National Guard troops are on duty after the FBI warned of armed protests. And authorities have announced that the entire National Mall will be closed on Inauguration Day. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former U.S. Missouri Senator Jim Talent says the Senate has no authority to impeach a president if he's already out of office, and he claims an impeachment trial against President Trump would bring to light several key facts being ignored now by most media outlets.
The president's lawyers are going to have an opportunity to present evidence of other instances when public officials have done more to incite violence against other public officials and have not been expelled or removed.
Former Senator Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 68 points, the NASDAQ dropped 16, the S&P 500 lower by 14. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
I think we can all agree that a lot went wrong in 2020. But you can start 2021 off right with a resolution to help protect your identity using LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock alerts you to potential threats. And if there's a problem, U.S.-based specialists will help fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps keep what's yours, yours. Get 25% off your first year with promo code SMART at LifeLock.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Clark County residents 70 and older can finally get access to the COVID-19 vaccine. They'll have to get in line, though, and the wait could be long. The Southern Nevada Health District says it will begin scheduling appointments for those older adults as the local campaign looks to vaccinate up to 45,000 residents per week. UMC said is begun to accept those appointments online, but a recent check of the hospital's website showed no appointments are available. Appointments can be made online at umcsn.com/COVID vaccine. Metro Police are investigating reports that some of its employees may have taken part in last week's attack on the U.S. Capitol. Metro officials say they are investigating the allegations and cooperating with officials. Any officers found to have taken part in the riot on January 6th could face suspension or loss of their jobs. Siegfried Fischbacher, a member of the legendary Illusion team Siegfried and Roy, has died from pancreatic cancer. The 81-year-old was seriously ill, and he was being cared for at his home in Las Vegas by two hospice nurses after having a malignant tumor removed. That was in December. Back in May of last year, Siegfried's longtime partner Roy Horn died after suffering COVID-19 symptoms.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Now, you're bumper to bumper as you try to work your way through the spaghetti bowl right now. Rush hour flows, 515 north at Charleston, 515 eastbound at Main. That's causing some residual effect there on the transition, leaving 15 north to go 515 east. And police activity, that's on the shoulder, 15 north at Sahara.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I always get so excited on Thursday because I know that towards the end of the show, Heidi Harris will show up and we'll have fun and we'll have giggles. She, of course, you hear her 9 a.m. till noon every day here on AM 670 KMZQ. Heidi, how you been?
I'm doing well. I just listened to a little bit of Biden's speech live. Which, of course, I will talk about on the show tomorrow, and I know you've talked about. I mean, I got to tell you, they have destroyed the economy, and their big solution is government's in charge of everything, and government's going to come in and invest and fix this and give you money and do all these things. And I'm going down this list that he's talking about of problems, and I'm thinking the private sector is supposed to do all of this. If you leave us alone, we'll succeed. Just get out of our way. Stop squelching us. And we'll be just fine, thank you very much. But it's the typical liberal attitude that government should come in here and do everything for everyone.
And by the way, if you own a small business, your expenses have just gone up. He's proposing a $15 an hour minimum wage for everybody. Everybody.
Lovely. fantastic. I didn't get that far in the speech because I was wanted to talk to you. But, yeah, I'm going to watch the whole thing again tonight. But that's the whole point, is that, you know, he's trying to interfere with private business. And I can tell you, when I was a teenager and I was making $2.35 an hour working at a fast food place, I mean, that was all I was worth. When I started doing talk radio, I got paid zero. Trust me, I was worth it. Zero. I wasn't worth, I can tell you right now, Kevin, when I started doing talk radio, I wasn't worth $15 an hour or $5 or $8 or anything like that. People have to have a chance to get into the workforce in whatever it might be. And this is going to eliminate the chance for a lot of teenagers, people like that, to be able to actually get in and get that first job. And there have been so many studies done on this. I mean, this isn't just me talking or you talking. Everybody knows that's the truth. It's ridiculous.
Well, and you talk to any restaurateur in this community, and they will all tell you the same thing. The margin, their profit margin, is between 2 and 3%. And that 2 or 3% is going to be impacted by a $15 an hour. I mean, they're going to be people that are going to get laid off. People will lose their jobs.
Absolutely. And part of it is, too, and I don't really know, I haven't looked at all the details of this yet, what he's proposing. And some of these people have proposed $15 for everybody. Some of these people have proposed $15 for people who don't make tips. Or remember how they raised the minimum wage in Nevada? If you don't have insurance provided, it's this amount. If you have insurance, that amount. So I don't know how that would work, because there are a lot of people who work in restaurants who are happy to, if they still have a job, happy to work for less than $15 an hour or even the regular minimum wage, because they make the difference up in tips. They're not there for the hourly wage. Bartenders, waitresses, you know, people like that. So I hope it wouldn't apply to those folks, because they will absolutely be out the door. And they should have a choice as to whether they want to work for a place that'll pay them $5 or $6 an hour and the rest they make up for in tips. I mean, but I got to tell you, Kevin, I don't know if you've been going out much, but I've been going out over the weekend. I went out a couple places, and I've been trying to go out more. You go to these restaurants, it's a ghost town. There's nobody there. It's terrible.
Well, and what is probably the worst part of it is it's not because of 25% capacity. There are some places that, in fact, I was in a place the other day where they literally had to turn people away. I was at the tavern over on West Charleston and Rainbow, and they literally, it was during a Rams game, and they had a Rams bar, and they literally had to turn people away. But it wasn't, you know, it was because of the 25%. But most places, business is just not good. And these places that operate on 2 and 3% margin, they're losing money every time they open the doors.
I know. I went to another place the other day. I don't want to mention it because I really like this place. And it's more of a military-themed place. And to meet some friends, and four of us were sitting at a table, and then some other friends came by, and somebody had the audacity to pull a chair over to the table, and that made five of us. And the guy came running over, and he said, "I can't have five people at a table." And listen, I'm not blaming him. He's trying to stay alive. And it's ridiculous, the fear that people are living under. Five people can't sit at a table. I'll get coronavirus from five, but I won't from four. I mean, it's insanity. I'm so angry about this. I cannot believe we're tolerating this crap. And as I walked out the door, as we left the bar that night, I said to the guy, I said, "I'm so sorry for what you're having to deal with." And he said, "We are dying every day."
Man, that is so sad. And then the governor on Monday is blaming the federal government for this and for that, for the slow rollout. I want to ask you, this slow rollout in the state of Nevada, we are one of the least vaccinized states in the union. And he's blaming it on the federal government. Is it the federal government's fault, or is it just more incompetence for Governor Sisolak?
Well, of course it's incompetence. And then he came out, and you saw this, and I know you referred to this, and probably played some clips that he talked about. He blames everybody else. Well, we need the funds to have a plan in place. What does a plan cost? Put up a whiteboard. How expensive is it? Come on, you idiot. The man is completely incompetent. He blames the federal government for everything. He's the one shutting this down. It is complete insanity. He wanted the job, and the problem with this guy is he's not a leader. He's never been a leader. He's like Gavin Newsom. The man could lead a Boy Scout troop, and he wants to run the state. He liked it when he was the governor of a state that was making money hand over fist, and the economy was humming along, and now that things are tough and actual leadership is required, he doesn't know how to do it. And it's very clear. Governors have tremendous amounts of ability to run a state. And remember, they wanted that. When this whole thing started, governors said, please give us the ability to lead our own state. And he's done it, and he can't do it. That's why states like South Dakota are getting a lot more jabs in the arms than before you say, well, it's the population. No, per capita, they're doing a tremendous amount of good because their governors are confident. Our governors are idiots. Sisolak, Newsom, all these left-leaning governors who can't do anything right. And they blame the government, the federal governors, for everything. And it's just, it's wearing thin. I mean, people are just, not giving him any, ability to, they're not giving him any waivers anymore. They're understanding how incompetent he is, I think, now.
So Heidi, tell me why this is, I mean, we got 170,000 doses in the state, but only, I think, 60 or 70 have actually been put into the arms. So where's the breakdown?
No, we have over 200,000 doses.
Oh, we do?
Sent to Nevada, according to the CDC, the latest numbers I saw. I don't know what they're doing wrong. What they should do is be able to obviously allow certain, whether it's CVS or Walgreens or whatever, to distribute it. It's their job to come up with a distribution plan, whether it's in hospitals, and here's the interesting thing, too, and I know you've seen this online. You've seen some other states where people have lined up to get the vaccine, but they're all standing 2 feet apart like they're waiting in line for a lottery ticket or something. they're not even distancing to get this stupid shot. And listen, I'm not saying people should get the shot. I'm not saying anything one way or the other. I'm not getting it. People can make their own decision. But if you want it, you should be able to get it. And there was an interesting Q&A in the RJ the other day, you may have seen, where somebody asked the RJ, they said, listen, I'm 77 years old. I want the shot. Where do I get it? And the RJ had to respond, well, we don't really know yet. What? I mean, 200,000 of these doses have been sent to Nevada, and nobody even knows where they can get it. I mean, doctors should be able to get it, especially geriatric doctors should be able to get their hands on this for their clientele. Obviously, the first responders who want it, many people don't. The frontline workers who want it, the hospital folks should be able to get it if they want it. But at this point, it seems like a lot of folks don't want it or they can't even access it. I mean, they should be running ads on the radio, on TV. Here's where you can get it. Those kinds of things. It should be all over his website. Here are the locations. I mean, they couldn't wait to text everybody and put up all these locations and tents and everything else. They should be able to do these things and be able to get these jabs in the arms of the people who want them. It's just, it's nuts, and it's unacceptable.
Will the vaccine, and by the way, Johnson & Johnson is on the verge of asking for emergency authority. It is a one-dose vaccine, the Johnson & Johnson. But is it going to make that much of a difference anytime soon?
No, I don't think so, because we keep hearing about herd immunity, and the most recent WHO report was they said they don't expect there to be enough herd immunity until the end of the year. And then WHO started talking about how people need it in other countries. I'm sorry, you want me to wait till the people in sub-Saharan Africa get this before I can open my business again? Are you out of your mind? And that's the kind of thing that they're saying now. You have to wait till the whole world gets it? I really don't think some of those folks are going to fly to Vegas and infect me. So I'm sorry, why should I worry about that? But this is interesting to pay attention to, because these folks are trying to equalize everybody, make sure everybody gets this before the more prosperous countries can open up again, because they said, well, the only people who are getting this are the prosperous countries. That's right. And we have sewers and paved roads, too. Sorry, everybody doesn't have the same thing. That's just reality. It's pretty scary, though, that they want to hold everybody down until the entire world gets their paws on this. That's crazy land.
Indeed it is. Heidi, I always love it when you come on. I'll be on your show tomorrow at 11:35. I always love that. And what do you have tomorrow to look forward to?
Well, every Friday we have Vital Vegas on. Scott Robin, Vital Vegas, a Vegas' favorite blogger, comes on every Friday. We'll be talking to him. He'll be on at 11:10 tomorrow. And, of course, we'll be talking about the Biden stuff, what's going on with that. I'll be breaking that ridiculous speech down. And there's much and all this craziness that's happening locally and nationally. It's just, you know what? It's just nuts. It's ridiculous, and I'm just waiting for this all to be over with.
Hey, Heidi, feed that dog of yours, would you please?
No, I have all my dogs in the car, and they've been quiet up to now, and they just saw another dog on the street, so that
Uh-oh.
Was in here.
Uh-oh. Hey, Heidi, have a great night. We'll talk tomorrow, okay?
You too, Kevin. Thanks, babe. Talk
all righty. Bye-bye. Heidi Harris and her entourage. I just love it. You got all the dogs in the car at one time, and then a dog goes by and the dog goes nuts. I just absolutely love it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Well, it's the last full week of Trump's presidency. Will America ever come together again? And we'll be joined by Vegas's favorite blogger, Vital Vegas.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
For the Financial Safari News Network, I'm Steve Siddall. A recent poll by Charles Schwab found that only 6 in 10 of us with a 401k actually looked at their annual fee disclosures. That means more than 40% of participants said they did not review their 401k fee disclosure documents. This annual report is mandated under a U.S. Labor Department regulation. Your employer provided you with the information. Now it's up to you to make sure your fees are in line with your overall plan. The good news is your advisor can help identify high fees and perhaps do something about them. Here to talk about fees in your portfolio and how to minimize them is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, you've got a name for those sometimes hidden fees.
Well, Steve, we call them financial termites, and they are existing, they are living, they are thriving in some of your portfolios, especially your 401ks or, many times in addition, mutual funds. Now, you've heard of mutual funds. They've been around ever since I've been around. I read a very enlightening book, which has come out in two versions now, over about 6 or 7 years ago, Mutual Funds Exposed. And I've got the second edition in front of me now. The next 10 people who call get a copy of this book. Steve, it's packed. It's a hardcover book. It's written by Kenneth Kim, who's a PhD at Stanford University.
Sure.
And he has gone and looked inside. I've had him on my show before, too, the Financial Safari on weekends. But he's looked inside a lot of mutual funds, a lot of 401ks, and found those financial termites. So the next 10 people call, we'll get a copy of that book. But more importantly, Steve, we can sit down and do your own analysis, your financial MRI, and we'll toast your retirement.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com code RADIO. R-E-P-A-I-R-S-M-I-T-H.com code R-A-D-I-O.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want you to hear the president from last night. This was a Wednesday night White House speech released by the White House. And I thought it was fine. It was conciliatory. It wasn't flamboyant, as a lot of his speeches are. It was essentially just a really nice, this is what we believe, this is what our movement believes. He's talking like a man who doesn't plan to drop out of society. This is cut three. I thought it was excellent, but apparently a lot of folks didn't see what I saw. This was the president last night, a White House speech, the message loud and clear.
I want to be very clear. I unequivocally condemn the violence that we saw last week. Violence and vandalism have absolutely no place in our country and no place in our movement. Making America great again has always been about defending the rule of law. No true supporter of mine could ever threaten or harass their fellow Americans. If you do any of these things, you are not supporting our movement, you are attacking it. And you are attacking our country. Now I am asking everyone who has ever believed in our agenda to be thinking of ways to ease tensions, calm tempers, and help to promote peace in our country.
Now the problem is that there's a difference of opinion. Sean Hannity saw it perfectly. Sean Hannity, I think captured the essence of what the president was doing. Let's go to cut four real quick. This is Sean Hannity, that Trump was essentially preaching for peace. Here it is.
Tonight, the Democrats, the mob and the media, they'd like you to believe today we witnessed what is a momentous, historic moment, a solemn moment in our nation's capital. Hate to burst their bubble, but in reality, it was just a typical day for Democrats in Washington, D.C. Tempers high, accusations flying, a flash impeachment rammed through the House, breathtaking hypocrisy, a massive double standard, and more obsessive impeach madness. We've had this for 4 years. And by the way, and it all in the ends justifies the means, but it really means nothing to you, we, the American people. It means nothing. What we watched today was a vindictive political charade, political theater, typical phony feigned outrage, a slap in the face to the president and all of his supporters, some 75 million of them, with just 1 week until Inauguration Day. And perhaps most importantly, this now lowers the bar for all future impeachments. Now, we're going to break all of this down in great detail, and we're going to show you how their new standard of impeachment, if we're going to apply it to the Democrats, should be applied immediately, meaning 1 week from today. But first, unlike Nancy Pelosi, President Trump is actually calling for calm tonight. In a statement to Fox News, the president said, quote, in light of reports of more demonstrations, I urge that there be no more violence, no law breaking, no vandalism of any kind. That is not what I stand for. It's not what America stands for. I call on all Americans to help ease tensions and calm tempers.
Now, the problem is Dana Bash watched the same speech. Dana Bash is a CNN pundit. She anchors from time to time. But she's a talking head. Let's go to cut five, because she wasn't buying what Sean Hannity was saying or what the president said, for that matter. Here it is.
Do you believe, Dana, that the president actually believes what he just said?
No. I listened to him, and I'm looking at it because we have the text of it here. I mean, give me a break. Give me a large break here. He did this under duress. And yes, he's talking about violence in the future, because we're not out of the woods yet. We know that the FBI has sent a bulletin about potential riots in all 50 capitals, never mind what we're going to see here in Washington potentially 1 week from today with the inauguration. But there is something very glaringly missing from what we just heard from the president, and that's any contrition. Any role that I had in what we're seeing right now on the screen. Or, I don't know, how about, you know, the election was free and fair. I was lying to you, America. I was trying to bully the Secretary of State in Georgia into breaking the law, like